Welcome into a brand new episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you guys had a great weekend. I hope you guys are looking forward to Christmas, or if you celebrate Christmas or whatever you do in the new year. And this episode, I just want to do another quick one. I wasn't going to go into too much depth for these next few episodes, just very quick, basic episodes. So this one, I just want to talk about, since, you know, we get the holidays coming up very shortly, a few days, 2 days away. I wanted to kind of dive into just enjoy the little things, the little moments. And I think this year, 2020 in general, has kind of opened my eyes up to that even more, because you just never know when something can get taken from you. You never know when something can just get taken from you, like, unexpectedly. And, like, for example, back in March, beginning of March, I was in college. Didn't even think twice about this pandemic or coronavirus. I never thought it would be this big of a deal. And a few days later, actually a week later, got word that my college was shutting down. So everything can just flip upside down in an instant, basically. And it's a really good time. It's a really good time right now, especially with the holidays, to reflect on the little things and the little moments you have with the people that you love. And I know a lot of us have been kind of sheltered the past 9 months. We haven't seen family much. We haven't seen our friends as much as we would like. And I think it goes to show that when we do get back to normal life, that you have to enjoy those moments just a little bit more than you did, because anything can get taken from you at any instant. And we all have to do a better job of that. I especially do. You know, I always think, like, oh, I'm only 22. Like, I'll have plenty of moments to see my family and see my friends. Like, but the reality is, everyone gets older. Every day we get older, especially our family, our aunts and uncles and grandparents and parents. They all get older every day. And there's a one day closer to, you know, them not being here. And you friends, like, for me, like I say all the time, I'm only 22, and all my friends are getting full-time jobs, and they're starting to move in and move in with their significant others, and a few years down the road, they're going to start having families, and we're just going to be able to spend less time together, because we're all going to be busy with our own lives. And so you have to just enjoy each moment for what it gives you, and just focus all of your energy into that moment in time, and realize that that same exact moment will never come to you ever again. You'll never have the opportunity to live that moment over again. And trust me, I've wanted to live moments over plenty of times before. We all have, but it doesn't happen again. And so I think this Christmas, if you're spending Christmas with some of your family, like I am, I'm spending with, like, my aunt and uncle, along with my parents, I think it's just a great time to just kind of just put yourself in the moment and time of that day, and not try to think about the future, and just immerse yourself in that moment with your family and friends, and don't take it lightly. Be grateful for the opportunity, because you just never know when something will get taken from you in an instant. You just never know anymore. And this 2020 proved that. And if the one thing I wanted this episode to do, or to make people who listen to it realize, is that you don't get do-overs. You don't get to have a moment twice. Everything will be different each and every day. And so just enjoy the moment for what it is. Enjoy spending time with your friends and family this holiday season. Just be grateful that you're healthy. Be grateful for everything that you can possibly think of. I mean, if it helps you to write something, write down every day, like, what you're grateful of, then do that. Like, I've seen a lot of entrepreneurs say that they write down every single morning when they wake up what they're grateful for, and I guess that helps them a lot. Personally, I've not tried it, but I mean, I would think that probably helps with the outlook of the day and life in general, just saying what you're grateful for every morning. So just enjoy the time you spend with your family and friends. Don't take it for granted. And just, you know, I think if we all just had a grateful, the attitude of gratefulness and just thought of what you're grateful of every single morning when you woke up, I think we would all have be happier. We'd all have better days and be kind of more excited for the future and kind of not looking at the past and just grateful for what you have in this current time period. And, you know, that's something I've done a better job at this year, in particular, and something I want to continue improving on, with each and every day. So just enjoy the moment with family and friends and enjoy the little things. Okay. So thank you for listening to this episode. I hope you guys got some value out of it. And maybe some of you will start being more grateful now, which would be great. And just enjoying the little moments and little things with, that you have with the people you love. So happy holidays, Merry Christmas if you celebrate Christmas, or just happy holidays in general. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see you on the next episode.